I'd like to start off each message with a couple of quotes on the bright or the sunny side of life. And today's quotes are these: life doesn't have to be perfect to be wonderful. And the other one is this: if you wait your whole life waiting for the storm, you'll never enjoy the sunshine. Isn't that true? Aren't those very true? As always, it is so good to be with you. And I truly mean it when I say that I thoroughly enjoy our time together each week to celebrate the Holy Mass as a community. Now, while there are many messages that the readings only in the readings today, only one keeps coming back to me. And that's probably because it is so relevant to today. It is so relevant today. It is subtle, to be sure, yet without it, the story would not have anywhere near the sense of joy and anticipation about what was about to take place. So, what is it? Well, it is this: how do we live a courageous life in a world that is filled with so much tension? How do we live a courageous life in a world that is filled with so much tension? The Israelites in the first reading we saw, they were very much in touch with this topic. Even a casual survey of their history reveals, even going back to their time where they were in bondage in Egypt, where they spent 400 years being in bondage, in tension. And then flipping the pages several years later, we find them spending 70 years of exile from their homeland, from the Babylonians and the Assyrians. And then today's reading, you know, we just flip a page and go from one reading to the next. But the distance between Isaiah's prophecy and the birth of John is 700 years. That's quite a bit of time, isn't it? That's actually a whole lot of time. So how would you deal with the tension of knowing that it was going to take 700 years before you were to be delivered from the tension in life? Well, that's why, as we call it today, this in the meantime time, it's vitally essential that we learn how to go on living life in the midst of all of its tensions courageously. Because as the Holy Father says in his book, we have to have today the courage to be happy. Courage leads to happiness. So let me ask you a simple question this morning. Do you feel tension in your world today? Or right now, maybe, are you tensed up? Are you tensed up in this moment? I know I can personally say that tension tries to sink its claws into me on several occasions during the week. And it's not a good feeling at all. I mean, we all feel that, right? So I always want to know what the Bible, what the church has to teach us about these very important topics. Because we're still waiting on Jesus. We're sort of a people that lives in that tension as well. We've been waiting 2,000 years. We know he's coming, but we don't know when that coming is going to be. So how do we live courageously in a life today? Well, if you do a study of the scriptures, there are at least three options, but only one real viable solution. The first option to living in tension is despair. It is despair. Now, Jesus makes it perfectly clear that in this life there will be wars, insurrections, plagues, earthquakes, famines, and uncertainties, he says, just to mention a few things. But nowhere does he say that we as the children of God are to go about frightened and depressed. He never says that. And I would never expect him to say that, would you, knowing what you know of Jesus? Well, no, not at all. That would not happen. It would never happen. But instead, what does Jesus say? Now, he did say this on numerous occasions. He said, don't be afraid. Didn't he say that? Don't be afraid. So, in effect, despair is not a solution to living with tension. The second option to living with tension is resignation. Resignation. Just give up, so to speak. Now, this was the situation that the church was in, that Paul wrote to the church in Thessalonica. That was their situation. What had happened is the people had just given up on everything because they believed that Jesus was coming right then and there. So there's no need of having a job. There's no need of doing anything. Jesus never said when he was coming back. He just said he was coming back, right? He is coming back. We don't know when, though. But Paul was trying to address some of the issues because now they didn't have anything to eat. There was no food to eat. And the other issue that they dealt with, now that they had all this extra time on their hands, wouldn't you know it, they were gossiping about each other. So Paul has to forthrightly address these issues. But his response is, hey, church, don't resign from life. Don't resign from life. Do you think that Paul would ever tell somebody, what you know of Paul, to just sort of drop out of life? Well, of course he wouldn't. That would never happen with Paul. So in effect, resignation is not a viable solution to living with life's tensions. So this leaves us with only one more option to consider, and that consideration, that option, is to live courageously. Doesn't that sound good? I like that option. Live courageously. That was Jesus' response. Paul's, James, Peter, John, you name it. That was their response. It's the response of the saints in heaven. They shout out to us, have courage. Have courage amidst all the tensions of this life because you can. So, at a practical level, how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we live courageously in a world that's full of tension today? Well, let me offer you three quick suggestions for you to think that come out of the scriptures. The first thing is this. Remember that everything ultimately turns out okay. Everything ultimately turns out okay. Never is there an image of God standing up, walking around in heaven doing this. Oh my gosh, I'm worried about what's going on down there. You see what the Koreans are doing? What's going on in North Korea? What are we going to do about that? No, you'll never see that image because God does not do that. God wins. God is in control. And no matter what's going on in the world today, tomorrow, or any day, as a matter of fact, because he is in control, he wins. And as the children of God, you win as well. What did the prophet Malachi say? He says, for those who love my name, there will arise the sun of justice with its healing rays. Isn't that beautiful? And what did Jesus say? He said, my dear children, by your perseverance, by your courage, he says, you will secure your life. Ultimately, everything works out. And if you don't believe me, well, go to the last two chapters of the book of Revelation. We sort of have a really good situation here because we can go and read how things really turn out. And if you read it, you find there's no uncertainty, there's no anxiety, there's no tension that's going about. Only the courage. So this is a very important point because we're a pilgrimage people, right? We're people on journey to the kingdom of God in heaven. So this is really critical living in the world today, and it's this. When you know how things are going to ultimately turn out, you can breathe a sigh of relief because in the midst of any tension that you may be going through, God will ultimately trump it. The second thing is to place your trust in Jesus. Now, this is absolutely essential to keeping tension in check. I cannot stand up here and I cannot tell you all the reasons why everything happens, nor do I have specific solutions to every one of life's tensions. But I can say 150% without any shadow of a doubt. There's one thing I do know beyond a shadow of a doubt, and that is that I can trust Jesus. I know that. I do know that. And that comes from years of not knowing it and years of testing it and learning that I can. What did the Lord say? He said, let not your hearts be troubled. Didn't he say that? Do we believe it? Believe in God, he says, and believe also, who else? Believe in me, right? Isn't that what Jesus said? Well, of course it's what he says. So without Jesus, I would fold up under all the tensions that I see around me. But with Jesus, which I have, I can stand up tall. I can stand up tall and be courageous, and I can be filled with happiness, not only for myself, but through Jesus, I can also stand here today and offer you great words of encouragement in your life as well. Even an old man like me can be filled with immense courage in the midst of all of life's tensions. I would be totally lost with Jesus. He says to trust him. I trust him. I will trust him. He is my rock in the midst of all of life's tensions. The third and final thing is to go on living, doing the best that you can. Never give up on life. That's not an option. Never give up on life. Don't allow yourself to become a cynic. Don't allow yourself to become soured or depressed by everything you see going on. But instead, go forward amidst the tension as we wait for the Lord's return. Because with Jesus, you can. You can with him. What did Paul write to the church at Ephesus? It's one of my favorite verses in his letter to the church at Ephesus. He says, "My dear brothers and sisters, after you have done everything, stand." Stand. Now, that's a very substantial thought when you think about it. What's he saying? He's saying, you know what? You're not the savior of the world. You can't fix everything in the world. It's not possible. You can't solve all the tensions around you. It's not possible. Don't even try, he says. You're wasting your time. But he says you can, through Christ, stand courageously. Stand courageously. So when you fall because of Jesus, get up. When you lose your grip or your grab on life, reach out to his strong arm and let him pull you up out of life. I cannot begin to tell you the number of times the Lord has reached down and pulled me out of the mud and the mire of life when I get my focus off of him. It's always when I get my focus off of him, my singleness of focus, and I look at everything that's going on around me that I begin to sink. I just begin to sink. And then I realize, hey, you got your eyes in the wrong place. Put your eyes on him. And when I do, I just feel him pulling me up out of the mud and the mire of life. See, with Jesus at our side, we have the courage, we have the strength to engage life to its fullest each and every moment until that glorious day when he does return. I like what St. Francis of de Sales said, particularly as we look at sunflowers. I love sunflowers, and sunflowers actually have a lot to do with this, the day that we're celebrating, because it represents following the sun, John the Baptist following the sun. See, did you know that a sunflower follows the sun? In the morning, it's facing the east. In the evening, the whole plant is facing the west. It follows the sun. And that's what John was doing, and that's what you and I are called to do today. Not the sunshine, but the sun, the big S-O-N, Jesus. Follow him each and every day. Let us not get our eyes or focus off of him. I'd like to leave you with two thoughts for reflection this morning. First of all, this morning's message hashtag is courageous living. Courageous living. And so let me ask you, do you find the courage to live in a world of tension through Jesus? And the second thing is this, what tensions are in your life right now that you need to turn over to Jesus? God bless all of you.